Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack was discussing the timetable for implementing the commodity title of the new farm bill and told farmers this past week at the Commodity Classics, it's awfully nice to come here, he said, and talk about the passage of the farm bill. He said that the major commodity programs, agricultural risk coverage and price loss coverage, the USDA will spend about $3 million provided by Congress to establish training and educational materials through all the land-grant colleges and the Cooperative Extension Service. He says he hopes that information will be available early this summer so farmers will know what's happening in this bill. USDA hopes to publish regulations on the new programs this fall and give farmers an opportunity to update their production histories and be put in a position to decide which of the new programs to sign up for. He said the schedule should give USDA enough time to compile the data for most commodities and release the regulations so that farmers can make timely decisions. But because winter wheat farmers may have to make program decisions before all the information is available, they'll be able to reconsider and will not be obligated to make premium payments. A farm crop insurance pilot program will be in place, he said, in 2015. The new cotton stacks program will not be available until 2015. He said the USDA will work to write a section called Actively Engaged in Farming, and that will be coming up a little bit later. He said payments will be made on schedule for programs that are already in place. This includes the marketing loan program, the milk income loss contract program for dairy farmers, and the sugar programs. The disaster programs will start making their applications on April the 15th. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.